Good morning, everybody. I'm Melissa Collier, and I want to welcome you to 31 Days of Devotion. We're going through the book of Proverbs, and want to first say that if you have a prayer, feel free to text us at 770-667-4899, or you can email it to prayer@theoutletcommunity.com. So first, thanks for joining us. And today, our focus, we're going through the book of Proverbs. So today is chapter 28 of Proverbs. And our focus verse is verse 26. And we're talking about there being safety in wisdom. So I'm going to read the verse first in the NLT, and then I'll continue from there. Proverbs 28 and 26 says, "Those who trust their own insight are foolish, but anyone who walks in wisdom is safe." Now, I also like to read the Message Bible, because the Message Bible definitely gives you a grittier interpretation. So the Message Bible says, if you think you know it all, you're a fool for sure. Real survivors learn wisdom from others. So talking about safety and wisdom, I wanted to look and see what else the Bible said about that. And I looked at Proverbs 3, which we probably looked at on day 3 of our journey here, but it talks about in verse 6 and 7, acknowledging God and he'll guide us. And it also talked about not being wise in our own eyes. So I looked further. One more place I looked, I wanted to see in the church in the New Testament, what did the word say about wisdom? And James 1 and 5 says, if you lack wisdom, ask God and he'll give it to you. So all of those examples of the scripture talking about wisdom got me thinking about, you know, my own life. Like, what does that look like for me? And I wondered, because, you know, I'm a confident person. I kind of make things happen. But I was like, God, have I been, you know, making things happen in my own wisdom? And one of the examples of trusting in our own insight is just having self-reliance and maybe too much self-confidence in that you can solve all the issues you have on your own without seeking out God's advice or the wisdom of others. It could look like being self-sufficient, or it also can turn into looking like self-deceit, where you're just thinking that you're just bomb.com about all things and you don't need anybody else's insight for anything. But that's the opposite of what our verse today talks about. It says, if you think you know it all, then you're a fool for sure. So I wanted to look in real life and see how that showed up in, or could show up in, our own daily lives. And it was some practical examples I have just in my own life right now. I am wanting to write a book. I've never written a book before. So the way that I wanted to seek out wisdom from others was to talk to people who have written books before. So I've talked to several people that have written books before, and I learned that the way I was going about it, some of the process I was following wasn't smart and wasn't really going to be effective. I would have been a fool for sure trying to do it myself without that guidance. But now that I have safe counsel of folks who know what they're doing and have done it before. So that's one example. Another practical example is when you're buying a house. If you think about all of the pressure around getting your credit right. First time I bought a house, I was in 30, 31, and I thought I could go about it one way, but I had to seek counsel and get with some people that knew how to help first-time home buyers, because I had never done it before. The other example in getting guidance is I started recently working out on the treadmill. And I worked out on treadmills before. I'd start running and start walking and start running and start walking. And then I got a guide and I was doing the first class, and they were like, oh, you should do these things. And when you breathe, you should breathe this way when you're running. And when you take the pause, you should breathe a different way. I was like, huh, there's a different way to breathe. I wouldn't have known that had I not sought counsel. A bigger example I have is really seeking counsel from Holy Spirit in the decision to leave a job. The job was changing. I could have kept it or I could leave. People might have looked at the decision to leave the job as crazy, but things happened after that at that company that everybody was like, oh man, I'm glad you left the job. I mean, it wasn't easy to make a decision to say, you know what, I'm gonna volunteer to be unemployed for a minute. But the Lord and all of his wise counsel, Holy Spirit led me that way. So you might be thinking like I was when I heard these things about, you know, getting counsel, and you may be thinking, well, shoot, I've been messing up. I've been kind of doing this thing on my own. What can I do now? You're not doomed. The good news is that it's not too late to seek out wisdom from God, and we can take comfort in knowing that we can ask God for support, and in comfort in knowing that there is grace that's extended to us every day. So all things working together for our good is still the truth, no matter if you've done things in your own wisdom before today, before you knew that there was safety and counsel, before you knew that if you want to walk in wisdom, you could be safer that way. You also can know that the grace of God is there for us and it's waiting to help us. Holy Spirit is waiting to encourage us, waiting to guide and direct us. And all we have to do is ask. So now that we know better, what do the people say? The people. We can do better. So me included, right? So let's pray this prayer together, just asking the Lord to help us to remember to lean on Holy Spirit for wisdom today. As you're going throughout your day, just remember having those moments of asking the Lord to remind you to lean on Holy Spirit for guidance and wisdom. So let's pray this simple prayer together. Thank you, Lord, for your wisdom today. I really thank you for your word, reminding us that there is safety in counsel, reminding us there's safety and wisdom, not only from others that you've placed in our lives, but from Holy Spirit directly. Forgive us for having self-reliance. Forgive us for depending on ourselves too much when you've always been right there waiting to guide us. I ask you, Lord God, that you remind us on this day that Holy Spirit is here, Holy Spirit is waiting, and that you're waiting to guide us and lead us into all understanding, and that there is certainly safety and wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for this day and for this devotion. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I hope you guys have a fantastical day, and walk in wisdom today. Safer there.